The Frog Prince, as told by Brandy Chase. Illustrated by Aaron Baganos. A young princess played in a protected garden near her castle. She never left the castle grounds because her parents, the king and queen, feared for her safety. Years before she was born, her older brother had vanished and was never found. She lived a lonely life because she had no playmate. Her favorite plaything was a golden ball. She would toss it into the air and catch it again as it fell. One morning, while walking by the cool, mossy fountain in the center of the garden, the princess tossed her golden ball so high that she missed catching it. The ball bounced once or twice and then disappeared into the deep water. The princess followed the ball with her eyes as it fell into the fountain. But the water was dark and murky. She could not see where it landed.
"Oh dear, I'll never find it," said she,
and then began to cry.
"Why do you cry so?"
asked a little voice from the water. The princess looked around. The voice came from a frog bobbing in the fountain. She replied,
"My golden ball has fallen into the fountain and I cannot retrieve it."
"I am an excellent swimmer and can see underwater," answered the frog. "If you will take me home and be my friend, I will retrieve your ball."
The little girl thought the frog was talking nonsense. After all, could a frog be a friend to a human? Even so, she promised to give him what he asked. The frog leapt into the water. In no time, he came up with the ball and placed it on the fountain's edge. The princess was overjoyed. Forgetting her promise, she snatched up her golden ball and ran back to the castle, leaving the frog behind her. She did not even remember to say thank you. That night at dinner, she heard a splish splash, plop, outside the dining hall door, and then a gentle knock. A little voice cried out,
"You left me by the fountain deep, with promised words you didn't keep. Please, young princess, let me in, so our new friendship can begin."
The princess went to the door and opened it. What do you think she saw? That's right, the frog. The princess slammed the door shut and ran back to her seat. She was really frightened. The king, her father, noticed her distress.
"Who is at the door, my love?"
asked he. The princess confessed,
"There is a frog at the door. This morning I promised I would take him home and be his friend if he retrieved my golden ball from the fountain."
Her parents were disappointed that their daughter had not kept her word.
"Go and let him in," said the queen.
The young princess reluctantly did as she was told. The frog hopped into the dining room and up on the table. The young princess shared her dinner with the frog, but it was easy to see she didn't do it willingly. At bedtime, the princess tried to leave the frog behind, but her mother, the queen, gave her a stern look. The princess wrinkled her nose, carefully picked up the frog with two fingers, and carried him to her room, where she set him on a fluffy pillow on her own bed. When she woke the next morning, the frog was gone.
"Oh, I'm so glad that is over," she smiled.
The second night, at dinner, the royal family heard the same splish-splash-plop outside the dining hall door. They heard the same little voice cry out,
"When I came before, you let me stay, but I know you wished I'd go away. I'm back tonight to try again, to see perhaps if we can be friends."
The young princess opened the door, and the little frog hopped onto the table as before. This time, the princess gave the frog a teaspoon and served his food on a saucer. Though at first she thought eating dinner with a frog was disgusting, by dessert it was easy to see she was having a good time. At bedtime, she gently carried the frog to her room and set him on a fluffy pillow on her own bed. The little frog told the princess a funny story about life in the fountain. The princess told the frog a spooky story about the castle. When the princess woke the next morning, the frog was gone.
"Oh, where can the little frog be?" she sighed.
That night at dinner, the royal family heard the same splish-splash-plop outside the dining hall door. They heard the same little voice cry out,
"Yesterday it went so well. Do you like me? I can't tell. And so tonight I have returned to see if friendship I have earned."
The young princess ran to the door, for she was very anxious to see the frog again.
"My friend, you've come back," said she.
But this time, when she opened the door, instead of seeing the little frog, she saw a flash of light. The young princess blinked her eyes once or twice and was astonished to see a young prince standing in the doorway.
"Who are you?"
asked she. The king and queen rushed to the door, for they recognized that the prince was their own son who had vanished so many years ago.
"Son, is it really you?"
the queen cried. The frog prince explained,
"I turned into a frog while playing in the fountain and could not return until a human called me friend."
The king said,
"Dear one, your friend is also your sister."
And so they remained, brother, sister, and friends forever after.
The end.